Hello everyone, you're back here tuning in for Bitchin' with Game, and this is the last episode of the very first season. I hope you do enjoy this episode as much as you enjoy other episodes. But now, let's go straight to our topic of the day. Today's question will be very simple. We'll be talking about a very relatable and important thing that you may not notice earlier in our life, which is, what is the difference between best before date and expiry date? Wait, is that even different? Yeah, well, if you're asking that question, you're the same as me. We are just, you know, we used to be stupid, but not anymore, because this episode exists and you will tell the difference between both of them. You'll be smarter, I promise you. But if you already know, then I am the stupid one. Okay, without any further ado and without any ching chong blah blah blah, let's just tell the definition. The first one is the definition of expiry date. What is that? Expiration dates. Wait, expiration or expiration? Otherwise, it tells consumer the last day a product is safe to consume. Best before date, on the other hand, tells you that the food is no longer in its perfect shape from that date. It may just lose its freshness, taste, aroma, or nutrient. But it does not necessarily mean that the food is no longer safe to eat. Best before date is basically a quality indicator, as it means that expiry date is the strict date where you cannot eat the food after that date, that exact date. Before best before date, it's just, it is written there, it's best before this date. So after that day passed, you can still eat that food. But here's the thing, in best before date case, we should rely on our senses to decide whether this food is still eatable or not. And that's the exact problem I have all this time. I have my senses sucks, that's the point. And I cannot decide whether this food is still eatable or not just because of my senses. I need expiry date for that. But they don't give us expiry date, they give us best before date. So it means that I don't know how long I can actually eat that food, because it's written as best before date. And sometimes I think my senses, which is sucks, it says that a chocolate can be eaten even after 4 years. Even after the best before date, it says 2016. I eat that chocolate in 2020 and I'm just fine. So, not everyone can rely on their senses, including me. And this is, I don't know, probably not dangerous if those person whose senses are sucked are just, you know, having such a strong digestion. But what if people out there, they have sucked senses just like me, but not having a strong digestion unlike me? I just hope that they will pay extra careful on best before date, really, because they need to survive. And please just don't die because of poisoning. That's bad, really. However, a lot of experts claim that food dates have created a culture where consumers don't make decisions of their food based on their own knowledge and common sense, but defer to dates presented by manufacturers. Oh, that's exactly me. This makes sense to an extent. Best before date should be used as a rough guide to help you get a sense of how old the food is. Which is, please, I cannot relate on this one. But since best before date are not exact, consumers can use their own judgment and knowledge to make decision as to what they want to eat. Exactly. If my senses tell me that a chocolate can still be eaten after 4 years, then I'm right. Right? It also said here that if you aren't sure whether the food is still good to be eaten or not, just try it. See? Just try it. I tried to eat a chocolate that has passed the best before date after 4 years, and I'm still fine. It's still safe for me. I'm still alive up until now. So yeah, well, you decide this by your own. But you know what? I just found an article saying that, you know, this is exact date you can use a product after best before date. And it says here that dairy lasts for 1 or 2 weeks after the best before date. And I ate a freaking chocolate after 4 years. I'm supposed to be dead. Really? Alright, so this is an article from Business Insider. It tells you several products and the period of time they can stay safe to be eaten even after expiry date. So for dairy, as I said before, it lasts for 1 until 2 weeks. And then for eggs, it lasts for 2 weeks, but do the best. What is do the best? It's stated here to fill a glass with water and gently place an egg in. If it floats, you've got a rotten egg on your hands, and if not, you're good to go. Eggs often pass this test even 2 weeks after their date. That's it, we got the clue for eggs, thank God. Next is grains, which last for 1 year. This also includes cereal, by the way. And then we go to greenery, and it states here that take it leaf by leaf. What is this? It's also say here that be careful with solid greens, whether it's moisture from the produce misters or from the leaves themselves. Water feeds bacteria growth, no matter whether it's before or after the date. Toss any slim greens if they are still intact once in the bag or box, hang on to those. I don't understand at all. Please. Okay, next. Meat. It says here that don't risk it unless you're sure. What the hell? Sorry, I just found it really weird for me because this is very uncertain. There is no exact formula in how you decide, especially meat and greenery. Like, oh my god, I have a strongly sucked senses, and there is no certain way that we can say a meat or greenery this leaves is safe to eat. Okay, go back to meat. It's stated here that changes in color are the biggest indicators that the meat is no longer safe to eat. A change in color with a slimy or tacky feel is a sure sign you waited too long. See? Senses. Do you have senses? If you have senses, then this thing is very easy for you, but not for me. Although no two foods will have the same true expiration, trust your instincts when it comes to evaluating foods past their date. I cannot do this. Business Insider, please give me something else. But there's no something else, because all we need is our senses. And I happen to have none of it. Ooh, this is the best thing I have this work. Alright, so what could actually happen to you, to us, people, if you eat food past expiration dates. Since most of us have probably eaten foods knowing they're past their expiration dates. True! But in many cases, consuming food a day or two past its best by date isn't the worst idea. Also true, I eat chocolate after 4 years. It's just fine. I keep on bringing this on this episode. I'm sorry. You might remember, like, hey, my podcaster said that chocolate is fine for eat. Chocolate is fine to be eaten after 4 years. And I really don't want that to happen. But, you know, if that's the only point that you can grab from this episode, then yeah, well, let's do that. Just do that. Go for it. Go, 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 go. It also stated here, however, that's not to say that eating expired food is without risk. Exactly, true. Eating expired foods or foods that are past their best by date can expose your body to harmful bacteria that can cause vomiting, diarrhea, and the fever. Exactly. And thank God, that is not me. That is not my case. Or wait, am I became the bacteria itself? Like, am I evolutioning? I don't know what happened to me, but I just can't help it because this topic today is very relatable to me personally. And I just can't help it but to keep bringing up my personal experience. Well, let's go back to our main topic. So what steps should we take after food poisoning if we get one? First is we have to stay hydrated. Liquid intake is crucial for helping your body fight off food poisoning effects. Vomiting and diarrhea can cause dehydration, so sucking on ice chip or taking small sips of water is a good starting point. Sport drinks that contain electrolytes are the best way to prevent dehydration during this time. Next is to eat bland food. When you feel you might be able to hold down food, eat foods that are gentle on your stomach and gastrointestinal tract. Stick to bland, low-fat, low-fiber foods. Fat is harder for your stomach to digest, especially when it's upset. Avoid fatty foods to prevent upsetting it further. So, several bland food here. It says that we can try bananas, cereals, egg whites, honey, Jell-O, oatmeal, peanut butter, plain potatoes including mashed potatoes, and then rice, saltines, toast, and applesauce. That's like a lot of choice actually. So if you have any of this, you can digest them directly if you feel like your body is poisoned by food. Or maybe as soon as you realize, you just eat expired food. That also works. Next one is to try natural remedies. This is like you drink ginger tea, for example. Because ginger itself is known to soothe the stomachs. Ah, I just knew this one. During an episode of food poisoning, it is important for your body to follow its natural reaction to cleanse and purge the digestive tract to get rid of the harmful bacteria. That's why an over-the-counter or OTC diarrhea medication isn't a good way. So instead of drink a chemical medicine, you should take ginger tea, for example. And after you're feeling well again, you may wish to replace your normal intestinal flora. Flora? That's my mom name. Let me repeat again. After you're feeling well again, you may wish to replace your normal intestinal flora with natural yogurts or probiotic capsules for at least 2 weeks. This will help your body regenerate the healthy bacteria lost in the food poisoning purge and get your digestive system and immune system back on track. I think this works for all disease, not just food poisoning. If you want to get back healthy, you should try probiotic drinks. Yeah. And some other tips, including delay brushing your teeth for sure. Delay brushing your teeth for at least an hour. Oh, okay. Stomach acid expelled during vomiting can damage the enamel on your teeth, and brushing your teeth right after you vomit can further erode the enamel. Instead, rinse your mouth with a mix of water and baking soda. Wow! Okay, this is kind of new for me. So if you vomit, don't rush in brushing your teeth, because it will damage your teeth, like the white thing, the enamel of your teeth. This is interesting. Also, besides brushing your teeth, you can try showering. Showering! We talked about that in previous episode. If you want to check out, you can check out. And showering helps cleanse your body of the unhealthy bacteria. You should also be sure to get plenty of rest. Precisely, obviously. Getting sufficient rest can help make you feel better faster. This is works for all kind of disease. Okay, then what food and drink should we avoid? First is obviously you should avoid the food that you eat before, because it causes you the sickness at the first place. Next is alcohol, caffeine, and soda, energy drinks or coffee, obviously. And then spicy foods. Haha. Foods high in fiber. Alright, and dairy products, fatty foods, fried foods, nicotine, seasoned foods, and fruit juice. This is weird. You should not drink fruit juice when you have food poisoning. I thought this would be good, but it's not. Oh. Instead of eating this food, you can try eating plant food, as I said before, and probiotic and blah blah blah. I already said that before. And that's it for today's topic. We've reached the end. Yeah, I know this is just like previous episode. You will get nothing from this episode. You will gain less knowledge, probably like 1%. But I hope that's enough for you, and I hope it's really entertaining. And as I said in the opening section before, that this 10th episode will be the last episode of my very first season of Pitching with Game. I will be back for season 2 for sure, but maybe not next week, maybe some other time. You can check out my social media. I write that on every description box, so I will let you know if the new season will come soon. So thank you for listening to this up until this episode. I feel blessed for each one of you, my listeners. I may not know who you are, but if you're here listening to me talking about a lot of things, then thank you so much. If you feel like this podcast is not enough and it needs to be improved, you can also hit me up on my social media and tell me what things that I should improve, whether it's the material, whether it's how I talk or how I explain things. You can also tell me about maybe like the effects, the sound, or the transition, anything, you can tell me anything. And that's for now. I don't know what else to say, really. I'm not a professional podcaster. I'm not even good at talking, but I've been talking for like 10 episodes. This is nuts, really. And alright, let me just end this episode. I'll see you very, very soon in season 2. Goodbye.